Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. We are so excited to be here in studio today. And I tell you, this has been one day that the enemy has tried to come against me technically as well as anything else that he wants to try to destroy. But he is alive from the pit of hell, and he has no power over me and Brother Harold on this broadcast and anything else in our lives. So I just give all glory to God and honor to God that we have gotten our broadcast up and running. And I thank God for the power that he has within us both. So I am Carnita Smith, and we, with my host, Brother Harold Copeland. Hallelujah. And we are here with you to continue the ingredients of agape love. And if you were with us last week, praise the Lord. But for those of you who were not with us on last week, we just encourage you to continue to ride with us as we move through the scriptures concerning agape love. And I encourage you to go back and listen to part one of this series and part two. So I'm just going to turn it right on over to Brother Harold as we just continue to dig in with this wonderful teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. Brother Harold.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we will be teaching in studio today. I always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. We want you to know that we love you. But most of all, God loves you with his agape, God kind of love. And he will never stop loving you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And I always like to let you know that it's an honor, a privilege, a great divine opportunity to fellowship with you concerning the truth of our Lord and our God. And as was said, we will be continuing our series on the ingredients of the agape love, the unconditional love of God, the God kind of love. Now we're going to go ahead and dive right on into the series, and we're going to open up with our last passage scripture, which is John chapter number 3, verse 16.
John 3, verse 16. And this is a favorite scripture of mine. And it blesses me every time I read it. Starting in the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Praise God. Now, let's go over to the love chapter, which would be 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. And let's read from verse, starting at verse 4 through verse 7. Read from verse 4 through verse 7.
Verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Praise the Lord. Now, when God created man, or should we say mankind? Because all mankind was in that one creation of the man. So when God created mankind, he created mankind with an empty void within. An empty void within his innermost being. That void, that empty void that was in man's innermost being. God is the only one that can feel that void. And when God fills that empty void in mankind, God fills the emptiness with his own loving presence, with his agape, with his God kind of love. Now, if we make a choice not to surrender to the presence of God in the form of agape, God in the form of his love, his God kind of love, we will try to fill that empty void with other things, places. In other words, we will begin to start looking for love in all the wrong places. Now, these places, the things and people we look to and look for to fulfill the emptiness that is within us, they will and can never suffice. As was said earlier, God is the only one that can fit in and fulfill this void, this emptiness, this loneliness. And he releases his loving presence by the power of the Holy Spirit. Without God's fulfillment within, we will begin to give up on love, because any other type of love or any other place or any other thing will constantly leave us empty. As was said earlier, they just can't suffice. The people, places, and things we put our trust in let us down. We even get hurt by close family members. And we look for many different ways to numb the pain. the lifestyle of choice, whatever choice we make, however choice, however way we choose to numb the pain, it only temporary numb us. But what we are truly looking for, what we need and what we truly want, is a permanent, true deliverance. So we hear Jesus' voice, and we open our hearts and we receive Jesus into our lives, into our hearts. And that's when God begin to love on us. That's when love begin to love on us. And that's when love releases his divine love presence and began to fulfill the emptiness within by his God kind of love. By God's power, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, we are led into the salvation journey. Oh, what a wonderful journey. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, what a wonderful life. By the power of his Spirit, he leads us into a brand new life. A life, as we learned last week, full of love, the agape, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, a divine life, a supernatural life, a spiritual life. And the Romans keep telling us that walk not after the flesh, but after the life, walking after the Spirit, where supernatural laws begin to work for us and begin to work against the law of the kingdom of darkness that would try to come against us. And that's what happened at the beginning of the broadcast. The laws of darkness didn't want this word to go forth. But there's a greater power that operates in us than the power that operates outside of us. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from that foul law of sin and death. And God would always fight with us and for us, because he said he would never leave us or forsake us. So by his great Spirit, his loving Spirit, his Spirit of the agape, are we led into this salvation journey. And as God began to love on us and truly show us what love is, glory to God. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand the agape, unconditional love, because some of the things we do, and we know we have no business doing it, and then we come to God and we expect God to be mad. And we say, God, you got a right to be mad, because you taught me better than that. And I know I have the power of your Holy Spirit to help me overcome every obstacle that comes my way. And I made the wrong choice not to surrender to your power and try to do it in my own strength. And I always fail. And we say, God, you got a right to be mad. But he doesn't get mad at us. Man, he just called us close to him. Lay your head on my breast. I love you. That sin already paid for. That's how much I love you. Receive it. And know that I have empowered you to overcome the world, because I have overcome the world. God never get mad at us. God doesn't have any wrath to pour out on us. There's a wrath at the end time of judgment, but it's not for the church, it's for unbelievers. The wrath for sin was poured out on God's Son, all of it. That little word, all of it was poured out on his Son. He didn't leave any. He didn't keep it in his pocket and say, I'm going to hold this wrath just in case they mess up. No, he poured it all on his Son. God don't have any wrath to pour out. He's not even pouring wrath out on the unbelievers. Amen. Grace is upon the unbeliever. Mercy is upon the unbeliever. They have time to come under this umbrella of salvation of the loving God. And God wants them to come. I want them to come. You want them to come. Glory to God. And that's why we pray for the world and the people of the world. So as God began to love on us, he shows us how to love on others. Unconditional. Glory to God. But, there's no but in unconditional love. Without the God kind of love, nothing else matters. We need to get that in our spirits. Without the God kind of love, nothing else matters. And our reality is already in our spirits, but it's buried, and we need to dig it out, amen, and begin to release it into our hearts and into our minds, amen, and let that word begin to work in us and through us with no help from us, the love of God, amen, stepping into a loving relationship with the lovely Heavenly Father by the power of the Spirit of the living God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, by the power of that same Spirit, we can begin to love our brothers and we'll begin to love our sisters. Amen. We can begin to love our families. We begin to love our spouses with the unconditional love of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give you praise. At this time, let's go back to the love chapter, and let's read verses 8 to the end.
Verses 8, read this way. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but when I shall know just as I also am known, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Praise God. Yes, people of God, we must use the gifts. They come from God. God has given us these gifts. And God has given us the gift for the benefit of the body. Paul said, for the perfecting of the saints. And as we kind of tapped on last week, we can't let the gift that we have identify us, because if our identity is solidified by gifts, it will open the door for that spirit of pride we were talking about. And that pride separates us from the agape, the God kind of love. So our identification must be solidified only by the agape. And we know that no matter what, God loves us. And the only reason we are operating in a gift, in a gift, is because of the unconditional love of God. Not that we earned this gift or was worthy of this gift or would ever be worthy of it. It's no merit of ourselves, but it's the agape that went to the cross and shed his precious blood for us, was buried in Joseph's borrowed tomb, and raised to life again on the third day in resurrection power and resurrection life. And through that, by faith, we have this life living on the inside of us. Glory to God. We have this kingdom life. And we don't have to live that fleshly, carnal life anymore. But we can live by the Spirit of the living God. So love, the agape, the God kind of love, solidifies our identity. And if we allow anything else to solidify our identity, we're going to lose the fruit of the Spirit of the world and begin to walk according to the laws of the kingdom of darkness. It's all about love. It's all about the agape. The only reason we can say Jesus is Lord, Jesus is my Savior, is because of the agape, the kingdom love of God. The agape is the only gift. There's many gifts. And we read last in 1 Corinthians 12, there's many members, many bodies. In the body, one body, but many members. Amen. And every member of the body have a part to play. And we talk about the eye. Can't see, I can't see, so I'm not important. The ear said, I can't see, so I'm not important. No, the ear do what the ear is supposed to do. Like Nike say, just do it. Your ear, you hear. The only gift in the body of Christ that will stand forever is the agape. The agape never fails. And as was read, tongues, prophecy, and healing, they all gift from God. And they are all gifts operated in the body of Christ. And they are all gifts that are beneficial to the body of Christ. But Paul says in 1 Corinthians, these gifts are not permanent. The day is coming when they will no longer be needed. Prophecy will not be needed. Healing will not be needed. Tongues will not be needed. These gifts, the day is coming, they will not be needed in the body of Christ. How Paul said, prophecy is going to cease. And we know what that means, stop. Tongues are going to be still. and knowledge shall pass away. Then he said, three gifts will remain forever, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is the agape, the God kind of love. So as we open our heart and allow God to fill us, yes, God, allow God to fill the emptiness in our innermost being, we come into contact with his agape, his God kind of love. You know, he ended with faith, hope, and love. See, when we enter into heaven, we won't need no more faith. Beautiful that faith is. And when we enter into heaven, we won't have to have hope. Amen. Because everything we were believing in by faith, we receive it. It's all be manifested within us and outside of us. And everything we've been hoping for, inside and outside. So the only gift that's going to enter in to the glory is the agape. The God kind of love. We let God fill us to the rim. That's overflow. Abundance. Fill us to the rim with his love. And someone say, well, you don't know what I did. I don't have to know. And it doesn't matter to God because his love is unconditional. And if we let God love on us, whatever is hindering us, love will not only cover the multitudes of sinning, but love will destroy whatever it is at its very root and destroy the very lifespan out of it till it will be no more. And that's why we seek an overflow. And God wants us to have an overflow because the love that he stores up in us, he don't want us to keep it for ourselves. There's a reason. There's a reason. He said, love your brother as yourself, your neighbor as yourself. That's with the overflow. Amen. With the overflow of his love that's loving on you. Amen. That overflow that come out. Glory to God. Get up and run and go find somebody. Man, glory to God. Go knock on that neighbor door and say, I love you. Say, what? I love you. Amen. And have a little gift in your hand, too, because love is an action word. Minister Smith read that great scripture, and she said, God not only said he loved, but he gave. He showed some action. That's dry when we just tell people we love them and we don't show any action. Let's put some action behind our love. Husband and wives, put some action behind your love to your children, to that neighbor. God, give. And they say, why are you giving? I love you. Be like God, so love that person, so love your spouse, so love your children, so love your parents that you just bring them a gift. But I love you, amen. I love you the way God loved me. Amen. You know, in the Great Commission, God told the disciples to go. And that's what it's all about. He said, go. Amen. Two-letter word. He said, go to Jerusalem. Go to Judea. Go to Samaria. Go to the othermost parts of the earth. And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that God got a Jerusalem for each one of us. We all got our individual Jerusalems. We all got our individual Judea. We all have our individual Samaria. And yes, God has called all of us to the othermost parts of the earth. God has called us all to the nation. Because we got a love story that we got to tell. From Genesis to Revelation is a love letter to God's people, to God's creation. Glory to God. And we got to be messengers. Hallelujah. We got to be messengers, and we got to go tell it. You remember that old song when we was little children? Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Yes, Lord. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ, who is this Jesus? Love, the agape. The agape has put on the earth suit and came into the world. And now he's looking for you. He's looking for me. Glory to God. That he may pour out his love and presence upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, yes. We got to go find someone. Someone that was like us. We can easily recognize them. Amen. We look, just find somebody that looked like we looked before we encountered love. They'll be walking kind of blindly because they're looking for love in all the wrong places. But when they encounter you, they encounter the right person. Glory to God. They encounter Jesus Christ himself in flesh. Jesus Christ in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ in your talk, in your walk. The resurrected life of Jesus Christ, the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Spirit leading me to stop, drop, and pray. Amen. And I'm going to follow the Spirit. Maybe there's somebody, glory to God, that's listening. Amen. And they haven't had the opportunity to tap into this miracle. Glory to God. And once Jesus come in to our hearts and to our minds and to our souls, we become a living miracle. We become a walking miracle. Glory to God. Amen. That God-given life that he designed for us even before the creation of the world is manifested on the inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit because of the loving God. Amen. And it's through Christ that we are reconnected. The Bible called it reconciled. We have been reconciled back to God. And I give you the spirit of reconciliation. To go tell it to someone else. And maybe there's someone, glory to God, that hadn't got the opportunity yet to begin this salvation journey. Glory to God. What a journey. Amen. This ride in the spirit of the word of God. This ride that stands on the word of God and the word of God only. This ride, this power, this life that is above circumstances and situation, glory to God. Not a life that a man can give you or a woman can give you, or a life that comes naturally, but a supernatural life. Amen. A resurrected life. Amen. A life resurrected out of our mistakes, resurrected out of our failures, resurrected out of our limitations that we couldn't do and that we didn't know. And glory to God, a life that'll take us and we can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, but it's through the power of the Spirit of the living God. A life that God will reveal his secrets to us, the secrets of the kingdom and the mysteries of the kingdom, things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and neither the life of a man what God has in store. And maybe you haven't had that opportunity, but just stop, drop, and pray, and I just sense the Spirit of God wooing hearts and minds and souls in his direction. So I'm going to turn you over to Minister Kenita Smith, and she's going to take us to the cross. It's time to go to the cross.
Amen. Amen. This is a time that we have to get serious about ourselves. We have to be serious about where you want to spend eternity. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to give your heart to Christ. No more procrastinating, no more double thinking, no more wavering in the wind. It's today, my brother, my sister. And we are here for you, to walk alongside you, to usher you into the hand of the Lord as you give your heart to him today. So if you will, brothers and sisters who may already be in the family of faith, if you would partner with Brother Harold and I as we lead and usher others to the Savior. This is a day that is going to be like no other, because you have made a choice to give him your heart. So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we touch and agree. And as you bow your head, humble your heart, that you would repeat after us. Nothing big and overdrawn. It's simple and sweet. But you, with all wholeheartedness and humbleness in your soul, that you mean business. So let's pray. Lord God, I need thee. I need you right now in my life. Lord, I would not have been able to wake up today if it had not been for you. I understand that now, Lord. I see differently now, Lord, because I want you that much. Lord, please set up residence in my heart. I need Jesus, and I need him right now. I've said some things that I know weren't right. I thought some ways that I know are not correct in my thoughts, Lord, and I know I've acted out. Wasn't nice to somebody. Lord, forgive me. In thoughts, in my words, and my deeds, I surrender my life to you. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Search my heart. Clean me up, that I will go and serve you. Tell somebody about you. Love others the way I'm hearing today in your words, because you first loved me. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, that I will not be lost. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I love you. I honor you. I worship you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have made the most wonderful step in your life, and that is to have surrendered your heart to Him. I am excited for you, my brother, my sister, Brother Harold and I. Come glorifying the Lord. The angels are singing because you did this today and you said yes to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we encourage you to get into or seek out a Bible teaching church in your community, that you would be baptized by submersion, and that you would get connected to a small group Bible study or a Sunday school class that you can grow. And like Brother Harold said, the Great Commission, God wants us to just go. That we could tell somebody about your testimony today, and that you would share how much you love Jesus. Why? Because He first loved you. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are so excited that you have decided to follow Jesus. And we just want you to know that He loves you so much. He loves you so, so much that He gave up His Son. So, amen. Hallelujah. And we continue to just encourage you to continue to listen to the broadcast so that you can grow in grace. Brother Harold?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, my brothers and my sisters. Welcome to the family of God. We love you. And now, most importantly, you know that God loves you. And now God has crowned you to take His agape, true love, to others. In other words, hesitate not to go tell your testimony. For the word of God said that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love our life, not unto death. So go tell your testimony. And go love. Because without the agape, without the God kind of love, we have nothing. Now, this is probably the most important statement that will be said today. Very simple, very simplistic, but profound. And it is, love is more than a feeling. You know, I heard, well, I just don't feel like I love them anymore. I don't have that same feeling I had for them when I first met them. I don't feel like God wants me to go over there and be kind to them. The agape is more than a feeling. The agape is choosing to behave in a loving manner. In other words, the agape love is a choice. And we have to choose every day to love like God. Because God has made a choice to love us regardless. I love you, and nothing can separate me, you, from my love. And when we allow that to flow through us, that's what our hearts will be saying to the ones around us. I love you, and nothing you can say or do can separate you from my love. Lord, the agape is powerful. And we know that love is the fruit without an S. It's not fruit of the Spirit. The agape is the fruit, and all the other are ingredients that manifest the pure manifestation of the agape. And as was said last week, if any of those ingredients are not there, we will not have a true manifestation of God kind of love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Glory to God. Amen. And as we yield to love, to the agape, to God kind of love, the fruit and the ingredient will manifest in us and through us. Supernaturally, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible defines love this way: patient, kind, not jealous, not boastful, not prideful, not rude, never gives up. I tell you what, that's the greatest manifestation that I've seen of the agape. Because God never gave up on Brother Copeland. And that made me, I mean, put me in a position of, glory to God. Glory to God. And then it opened my heart. Just allow me to open my heart to receive this, because I was as though I have never seen this before. I have never seen this type of love before. Amen. I have never seen anything like this in my life. Amen. And I'm not going to let this go. Glory to God. And whatever separated me from this, put me on the potter wheel. Make me and break me and mold me all over again. Love never gives up on us. Love never lose faith. Love is always hopeful. Amen. Love endures through every circumstance and situation. Glory to God. Amen. Love endures through every circumstance and situation. See, the devil tried to put obstacles in our way and to make us want to give up, to make us weary, even when we're doing well. And he tried it even before the broadcast. But that endurance and that love that just endured us through those circumstances and situations, and we overcame. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, in all these things, we're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And this lesson just shows how much God loves us. And we can absorb his love. Amen. Like a sponge. And I feel the presence of love. And I'm absorbing it in. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just when we thought we'll never love again, we was hurt just that bad. I never loved anybody else again. But then God came in and showed us what true love is. And I tell you what, I want to love today. I want to. I have a desire to. The very reason I exist, to be a channel for the love of God to flow through. No one of us loves perfectly but God. But he's teaching us day by day by day by day by day. And he's teaching us how to love as he continues to love on us. We think we're failing. We could just get on our knees and ask and pray. And ask God to help us. And we have to stop waiting for other people to love on us. And we take the first step after God pour into us. We take the first step and we begin to love on them. The Bible says that if you want friends, show yourself friendly. You know, don't wait for a friend to come, but show yourself friendly. And we're not going to be masters when God first starts loving on us. But as we continue to surrender, we'll begin to grow in the unconditional love and the favor of our Lord and our God. Patience. God loves us. Patience will begin to grow within us as he teaches us how to love. And we make a choice, that's that word, it's a choice, to act in loving ways. Ha, glory to God. And see, when we make the choice to act, make a choice to act in loving ways. Feeling is not there, but make a choice to act in loving ways, and then the feeling will catch up. We can't wait for the feeling to then move. No. We make the choice to move in the agape that we have freely received, undeserving of it. And then as we make the choice to move, to step out and to go, as Minister Smith said, as we go, and then the feeling, the emotion and the feeling will catch up. And we will see that others will begin to receive our love into their hearts. And then they will begin to trust us and they will begin to love us also. Now, one thing about this earthly life, growth is never complete in this life. We will always be growing in the love of God. In the grace and the admonition of the Lord, we will always be growing until Jesus returns. And we're like children, and our Father is loving on us, and he's causing us to mature in his love. And at that scripture that was read earlier, only when we see God face to face will we be complete and whole. Amen. We'll never see God face to face on this side. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to see God face to face when we get on the other side, when we step into eternity. And that's when everything will be complete, even our love walk. Everything. And Paul shares the truth not to discourage it, but he gives us hope. That someday, in the presence of Jesus, we will be made perfect. In love, we will have a glorified body and we will know all things as we are known. And we will persevere in the process of love by faith in our God. Mm-hmm. Love helps us to endure the agape. Love covers multitudes of our sins, the agape. Love heals us from our painful problems and situations. Most of all, we need God's genuine agape love to conquer the barriers and bondages of our past. Love, love us just as we are. But love, love us too much to keep us the same. The agape love changes us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of love, who has reconciled us unto himself by love and given to us the ministry of being reconciled by the faith, hope, and love are all necessary. But genuine love, the agape, the God kind of love, is the greatest of them all. And as was read earlier in the love chapter, verse 13. Could you read that for us again? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
1 Corinthians 13, 13. And it reads this way. I tell you, it's a beautiful chapter just to read and reread. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these, love. Amen.
And we read 14:1, 1 Corinthians 14:1.
First Corinthians 14:1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
Amen. And above all things, we pursue love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We go after love. Above everything else, we go after love because we know that love is God and God is love. When we go after the agape, we're going after God. When we go after God, we're going after the agape. Pursue love. Glory to God. Follow after love. Glory. I like that one. Follow after, pursue love. And make it our highest aim. Amen. You know, it's not today. Our highest aim today is to follow after love, to pursue love. And some translations say to make love your greatest aim. Glory to God. What you're shooting for today, you know, your greatest aim. What you're shooting for today? The agape. Amen. And when we make love our greatest aim and shoot for it, amen, we'll find ourselves in the very presence of the Almighty God. Amen. And with presence moving and resonating from the inside out, through and through, all of our heart, all of our minds, all of our souls, all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, our imagination, our intellect, our conscience, our personality, just filled with the presence of the Most High God.
Amen.
And as was said earlier, this beautiful agape, it's the only thing that we'll take out of this life into eternity. Amen. Think about it. I would hate to tell you, but that car is not going into eternity. That house is not going into eternity. So don't make that your greatest quest. That bank account is not going into eternity. Do not make that your greatest quest. The only gift that going into eternity, the only gift we need in eternity, is the agape that Jesus Christ has imparted into our life by Holy Spirit. The agape is the only thing that has eternal value. The agape is the only thing that has eternal substance. The agape. The unconditional love of God. The God kind of love. Now, what does love mean? You know, we have used that term loosely, virtually ignorantly as children, young adults. What does love mean? Especially here in America. You know, we could say, I love my spouse. I love spouse. But then we can also turn around and say, I love love my dog. Amen. And I love love ice cream. I love love apple pie. I love love basketball, football, baseball. Is the love that we have for the dog the same that we have for the spouse? Is the love that we have for ice cream the same that we have for the spouse? Is the love for the apple pie the same? The love for the sports, is it the same as the love for the dog? Look, because and what we're showing here is the English language just has one word for love, and that's L-O-V-E. And everything is L-O-V-E. And truly we know that the love for the spouse is greater than the love for the cat. And truly we know the love for the cat is greater than love for ice cream. And the love for the spouse is greater than the dog, the cat, the ice cream, and the sports. But the English language do not make a distinction on that. There should be different levels. There should be a higher level for the spouse. And animals are life, and there should be a lesser level, but not equal to the spouse. And ice cream, we can't be loving on ice cream too much or we'll be in some trouble. And the football game should not go before any life. So there should be some type of distinction, but the English language does not do that. There should be different levels. The spouse should be up here, then animals here, the ice cream here, and the cake is here, you know, but the English language do not show that. Now, in the Greek, which the New Testament was written, the New Testament has four words for love. Yes. And they are on different levels, and there's a distinction between every one of them. So you can't get the love for the spouse confused with the love for the dog. Or the love for the dog confused with the love for the ice cream. And let's just release that today before we close.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay, the first love in the Greek, somebody say Greek, is called Eros. For you note takers, Eros, I spell E-R-O-S, Eros. And this love is a sexual attraction or sexual love. And let's put this in here real quick, because the world don't try to pervert it. It's a God-ordained kind of love. And he phrased it when he said, A man shall leave his wife and mother and cling to his wife. A man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And that one flesh is Hebrews. And in the book of the Son of Solomon, that's all it's about, Hebrews. The sexual love, and listen to this part, the sexual love that God has restricted, keyword, restricted to the marriage relationship. Eros. The kind of love that God has restricted, that spouse, I love my spouse, is higher than the dog love, than the cat love, than it's restricted to the marriage relationship. And all the other love, I told you before, when we started out with the first one, was Eros. That was restricted to the marriage relationship. All the rest of them, the love, God said we can freely use them, and they could be used by all mankind. But Eros, somebody say Eros, is restricted, say restricted, to the marriage relationship. Somebody say marriage relationship. Glory to God. And the next kind of love is storge. For you note takers, I spell it for you, storge, S-T-O-R-G-E. Now, what storge is a family love. Storge is the love that parents have for the children have for the parents, siblings have for each other. Brothers and sisters and brothers, storge, S-T-O-R-G-E. And cousins, first cousins, you know, how far you want to go, you know, but it's family relationship. That's that type of love. And the next love is phileo. I spell P-H-I-L-E-O. And that's where the city of Philadelphia get their name from, is the brotherly love, you know, the brotherly love. And that love is just relationships that we get on the way. Like in elementary school, we had some friends in elementary school, and they was our friends for that season, but we don't even know where they are now. And the same in junior high school, and college. I went in the military. I made friends. Some of them I don't even see anymore. So phileo is a love that starts, but then it ends. Now, of course, we do have childhood friends that we still know and still see, but the percentage is very small. And one thing about phileo, you cannot take phileo into a marriage, because phileo starts and ends. Phileo is not consistent, and it's not unconditionally. Something wrong to me, then my phileo to you is over. But we cannot take phileo into a marriage relationship, because we will find ourselves at the divorce court. And we all know the last type of love is what we're talking about now, and that is the agape. And that's the God kind of love. And that's the love that God is pouring out on us in this hour. Every heart that is open, and even my brothers and sisters that receive this love. And that's the love that God is preparing us with to take back into the body of believers, that we can come together and we can get on one accord. And when we get on one accord, then we can go. Somebody say, go. And we can go to our Jerusalem. We can go to our Judea. We can go to our Samaria. And we can go to the othermost parts of the world, because we got a message. And we got a message to tell a people that are lost. That Amen. God loves them with an unconditional love. And he want to pour that love within them, without, with an overflow, and he want to love on them forever. Thank you.
Praise
Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, this has been a wonderful, wonderful series. Always remember that you can meet us here again. The grass wither, the flowers, they fade away, but the love of God and the word of God remains forever and ever. God bless you, brothers and sisters.